Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Carol. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. I received a charge on my credit card, and I think it's unauthorized for $56.95 to Diet Shop Unlimited Saving.
Okay,
Could you help me out with that?
what's your zip code, ma'am?
94621.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
Consuelo Ramirez, Ramirez.
Okay, can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Sure. 1351 60th, that's 60 Avenue, Oakland, California, 94621.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like on February 7th you paid February 2nd, 2022. It's like you paid $7.45 shipping and handling for a Wi-Fi
Right.
booster.
Right.
Yes,
That
ma'am.
one's fine.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
then there was another charge on 210 for $56.95.
Yes, ma'am.
And
With
that's
that,
the one I haven't. Go ahead.
you go. I'm listening.
Okay, so it's that $56.95 on February 10th that I'm questioning. I didn't order anything but that Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, ma'am. With that being stated, the Wi-Fi booster was a free welcome gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store. Being a member,
Right.
you also receive a $125 gift card each month on our online web store, ma'am.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that. I just wanted the booster.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so no, I didn't authorize that.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else purchased? Okay, go ahead.
I'm listening.
Okay, so no, I didn't order anything else but the booster for $7.45. So this $56.95, no, that's not authorized.
With that being stated, ma'am, when you put your credit card information in for shipping and handling, ma'am, you basically was agreeing to the terms and conditions, ma'am. As I said before, ma'am, the charges for the $56.95 is for the Factory Direct Store, Savings Store, the membership, ma'am. So basically, the charge is authorized by you because you put your credit card information in. So, no, ma'am, it's not an unauthorized charge, ma'am.
No, it is because when I read it and I made a copy of it, I didn't see anything about adding any additional charges or signing up for everything. So there again, it was misleading. And no, I did not. I put in the credit card information for that what was 7:45 charge, not for anything else. The statement or the way it was presented, I didn't even see that at all. That wasn't my understanding. And I don't think I'm stupid, but no, I did not sign up for that.
Okay, yes,
So
ma'am.
how can we get that corrected?
Okay, ma'am. What you can do today, you can cancel, ma'am. Would you
Cancel
like?
what I didn't order? Oh, well, I see what you're telling me. Yeah, that's good advice. So just to cancel it, and I would be returned the $56.95 to my account.
I can discuss that after I give your cancellation number, ma'am.
Okay, let's go that route. That sounds good. So I'm going to cancel, and then if we can talk about getting that reimbursed to my account, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready for your cancellation
Thank you.
number? You're more than welcome.
Okay, cancellation number is?
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
258.
258.
955.
955.
606.
606. Okay, that's C and Charlie, 258-955-606.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Hold one moment, please.
Okay. Okay. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. I'm glad I'm here to help.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. With that being stated, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I'm just like, I have to close my mouth. I didn't order this. So I don't think I should get a full refund. I just want to take care of this before I submit it into the bank. I don't want to involve the bank into this, but a fraud charges. But, you know, we need to come to an agreement where I get my $56.95.
Okay, hold on a moment. Let me talk to my supervisor for a moment.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am, I have consulted with my supervisor. She can do a customer courtesy of 50% refund.
No. I know you're trying, and thank you very much, but no, I want the full $56.95.
I understand what you're stating, ma'am. That's the best I can do, ma'am.
Okay. Well, no, I attempted. We got it canceled today. Thank you so much for that. And what I'll do is I'll just refer it to the bank as an unauthorized charge, and then they'll go ahead and do trying to retrieve that amount. And I'll just say I didn't authorize that. When I put in the charge number, I was just paying for the booster and not for anything else. So basically,
okay,
it's unauthorized, or the way it was worded was misleading. And, you know.
Okay, ma'am.
You know,
that
you, every bit counts, you know, especially
yes,
when
ma'am.
You're a retired citizen, you know.
Yes, ma'am. With
so,
that being stated, ma'am, you have been refunded the full amount. It'll be back in your account 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Oh, you're going to do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you.
You're more
that's
welcome.
All I wanted. Okay, so I'm going to be getting the full refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. And it's from 3 to 5 days?
Yes, ma'am. 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much. That's all I wanted.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So then I'll just look for it. And is there a confirmation number on the full refund?
No, ma'am. Just a cancellation number.
Oh, it's the same as the cancellation.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? You've been very, very nice and very patient with me, and you're excellent at explaining it to me.
You're
okay?
More than welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. You take care, and thank you so much for the great customer service.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Customer Service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. You're blessed. Be blessed. Bye.